Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Oh, but y'all, welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on Odyssey. Thank you for joining us for episode number P.
There you go.
Odyssey, P. Yeah, we made it on to letters now. We used all the numbers up.
We're all full. We ran out.
Made it to May. Jesus Christ, this fucking year's going by fast.
No kidding.
It's going to be May.
I think crazy. I was just talking to somebody in here. It's like, you know what? I'm not usually on the train of, oh my God, January just took forever, then February, March. But this is one where I felt like January moved along just fine. But even more so, February through April, just the pedal was even through the metal, man.
Yeah. We didn't, we took a week off last week, but we worked all the way through up until, that was our first vacation. And so four months deep, man. I was like, I need a week off. I'm getting fried.
Hell yeah.
How was Nashville?
It was freaking excellent, Miles. So spent the first weekend here in town, just kind of getting things ready. I did have, the first day of WrestleMania was on Saturday, and then we left on Sunday morning.
Oh, how was so? Did you go Friday or did you go Saturday?
We went Sunday. We left Sunday morning to get on down there, or to get out to Nashville.
Okay, I know, but when was WrestleMania?
WrestleMania was on Saturday. We didn't go. We just watched it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So on Sunday, but it's a two-day event, and day two is on Sunday, and that's the good day, right? So we fly out there, left at like 10 o'clock in the morning. We land at like 4:45 at night over in Nashville time, and the show starts at 6. So I know that means that I got enough time to grab our bags, get the Uber, get to the hotel, get checked in, up to the room. And we're doing all this, and maybe we can scrap together something to eat, get Peacock up on the TV, because they got the smart TVs there in Nashville where I can actually stream my Peacock right there on the TV. So the first day in Nashville, this brand new place that neither of us have ever been, we are sitting in the hotel room eating a Shake Shack watching Night 2 of WrestleMania. And it was friggin' awesome.
That is awesome. I'll say this. My stepfather, he used to actually represent pro wrestlers.
Really?
So he had some of those, too. If it had a ring, he was interested in it, right?
Nice.
So, any kind of promotion, crap like that. Obviously, the boxing stuff, but he also was into wrestling. And he texted me, he sent me an email. And he said, hey, man, watch this video. I really think they fucked up Pat McAfee. I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I don't think this is fake.
They choked his ass out, dude.
And I'm like, and I'm watching, and I'm like, Dan, it's fucking fake, man.
Come on,
he's like, there's no way they just choked out Pat. He's like, look at the video, man. I'm telling you. So they must have done a pretty good job of making
Pat
real.
McAfee and Michael Cole were talking crap about the ring general after he lost his doggone title. And so then, Gunther choked his ass out. But we actually watched that.
Control him.
He talked about it on his show the next day, and now he's fighting him at Backlash. So that was a ton of fun. But you know what?
Is he?
Oh yeah, all right. Yeah. That's gonna be the big match. And so, honestly, it was a great time. The weather was crap. because, you know, it's beautiful here in Seattle, which means it's crap everywhere else. And so the first day, it is pissing down rain. But we go to this great spot and get ourselves some...
So are you guys, like, right downtown? Is it like the Strip in Vegas?
So pretty much. So the Strip in Vegas, it's called Broadway down there in Nashville. And it is wall-to-wall. Every door, and I mean every door that you go by, is another bar. And every single one of those bars has a band that is playing, and it is booming, and it is loud. You can hear it from the Strip. It is utter chaos. And Broadway runs mainly between 2nd... up to like 5th or 6th. Our hotel was off of Broadway and 7th. So we were right there. We're right in the action. And so it made it real easy to get on there and see all the different bars. And you name especially a current one, but you name a current country artist, they've got a bar out there. So we went to Morgan Wallen's bar. We went to Luke Combs' bar. We went to Lainey Wilson's bar. Eric Church has a bar on there. Jason,
I'm assuming they've got food. Is there restaurants in between these
places? Absolutely. They've all got specialty cocktails and some great food on there as well. But while we're definitely going to be going back, and that's kind of what we told ourselves, because we like to see as much as we possibly can everywhere that we go. However, we've been doing that on every vacation that we've done. It's always been we have to go to this, we have to go to do that, and we have to see this, and screw it. So we went to the same places like 2 or 3 times
while
we were out there. Just enjoyed ourselves, had fun. Like, you're going to drop a C note every time that you go to one of these bars. But it was a great old time. We went to a place called Pins Mechanical Company, which is just, it's this adult playground that allows kids. There's a fully stocked bar that got their own specialty cocktails there. There's a different kind of bowling alley that they have that is a smaller bowling alley. It's about a third of the length of your normal bowling. The balls are smaller. It's kind of like the size
of a duck pin. It's called duck pin.
Duck pin. Okay, yeah. I didn't know that.
So, it's like a little shot put.
Yeah.
And you get to roll 3 times?
Yes.
Yep. That's what I grew up playing, duck pin.
And then... do they have the same mechanism there to bring the pins up? Because all the pins were on tethers. So when you knock the pins down, it spalls all over the place, and then it gets sucked up into the... Okay, cool. I love that.
But that's an old-school Baltimore thing.
I love it, dude.
Yeah.
I want more of that out here.
I'm not sure I ever saw a duck pin bowling alley the entire time I lived in Baltimore, but I knew it was a big Baltimore thing back in the day.
Okay. There's one up in Edmonds, and I can't remember the name of the place. It's a bar restaurant. It's like a cowboy bar.
Okay.
And then upstairs, they have duck pin bowling.
I love it, dude.
I was there for a buddy's birthday party. They had duck pin bowling, and I was showing all of these people. Because me and my wife were like, oh, hell yeah. I did not do great, but I taught everyone how to do it.
It's like skee ball. You know what I mean? It's like just one of those. Skee ball to me is the Evel Knievel of bowling. You launch that fucker.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's real cool. Anytime you can roll a ball and hit some shit, I'm doing this.
But they've got.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up playing duck pin in College Park. That's what we had. And then. What everybody calls 10 pin, I'd be like, you mean big ball bowling?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, I don't think I bowled 10 pin till I was probably like 20.
I love it.
Yeah.
Dude, it was great. It was fantastic.
You could chuck that thing down there.
You damn straight you can. You can fire that bad boy. But they've also got skee ball. They've got cornhole. They've got old school arcade games. So if you like Defender or Centipede or any of those, like, they've got all
the
those
ones I can still play.
Yeah, Donkey Kong and all that. They've got pinball machines in there. They got giant beer pong with like big old
brute cans. Is it still
a
quarter or is it is it 50 cents now?
Yeah, it's like
50, or do you get a card?
It's like 50 cents to a dollar, and there are some that you can do it on dollars, which makes it a little bit easier. But we didn't play any of the pinball machines, but the arcade games, those were absolutely free. You walk up there, you hit start, and away there you go.
So that was
really, really awesome. Had a great whole time. And what's weird is one of the nights that I was in the hotel room, we're winding down for the night. I'm scrolling on Instagram and I'm checking out people's stories that are up there on the top there. And it rolls over one of my friends and they say, hey, we're getting ready. We're heading on out to Nashville for the weekend for this wedding. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? It's Sarah, formerly of the morning show. She's going to be down there. And she flew in the very last day that we were there. Couldn't hook it up to where the two of us crossed paths. But it was a great old time. Highly recommend it. We will be back. So, yeah, great vacation.
Yeah, when I went to Nashville, I stayed in the Grand Old Opry Hotel.
Nice.
So, but that's not in the middle of it. That was the problem. You're kind of out on the outskirts.
Yes.
And we did go downtown 1 or 2 nights. I don't remember much of that because by the time we got there, we'd already been at like the Jack Daniel's distillery.
Oh, yeah.
You can't drink, all right, when you're there because it's a dry county. But what they do is you're allowed to taste.
Have a tasting, right.
A couple things. But they give you a goodie bag, all right?
Okay.
So when you get on the bus to go home, the bus driver's like, all right, I can't remember. It's, what's the name of that fucking county? It's not Lynchburg County, but it's something like that. The town is Lynchburg. Mm-hmm. Once you get out of the county, he's like, all right, guys, game on. And you open your bag. You
start drinking.
Like 3 or 4 minis in there. And you know, because you still have about another 40 minutes to go until you're back to the Grand Ole Opry Hotel. So now you basically you start drinking in the bus.
Yeah.
On the way back because
Moore County.
Yeah, once you're out of that county, you're good to go.
I got it.
So by the time we get back to the hotel, I'm like, I'm kind of fucked up. And you don't really need to pee or anything, because you're not like drinking beer.
Right, just shots.
You're drinking minis.
And we had looked up going to the Jack Daniel's distillery. You know, I'm a big fan. I got the shirt on and everything right now today. But they have those guided tours, and they were completely booked by the time we had found it.
Oh, yeah.
So we couldn't make our way out there.
No, it's not very big.
No, not at all.
Yeah. The coolest thing about that thing is they still have an old operational REO Speedwagon. That is their fire truck.
Okay.
So it's, you know, we're talking crank, but that is, if there is a fire, they fired that fucking truck up, man. I can't, it's like from 1920 something or 30 something or whatever. Guy's like, starts on the first try every time.
Damn.
I know, fired it right up. He's like, this is our fire truck.
Still works.
Here's the water supply coming in that we can fill the tank with, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
oh my God.
That's pretty cool.
That's fantastic.
I hope it works. I really hope it works if there's a fire, because if not, you're going to wish you put it in a sprinkler system or some shit.
I had some delicious fried chicken, had Nashville hot chicken on the very first day. We got brunch every day. Went in there, had a Nashville hot chicken breakfast sandwich, which was just on this biscuit, and I think it had some egg on it too. Nashville hot chicken.
Did you taste the difference in the biscuits?
A little bit. I'm not a
not
huge
really.
Biscuit
okay.
guy. I'm
see.
Not a huge biscuit guy.
Okay, but that's a pretty good spot.
Yeah, right?
Nashville, yeah.
But I tried the Nashville hot chicken. I was like, all right, I'm in Nashville. Let's do this thing. And then I paid for it later that day and never had Nashville hot chicken the rest of the trip.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
All right, I've tasted it. I'm good to go.
Yeah, so I had curry, a hot curry for the
God.
First time. And it's 3 o'clock in the morning. And I did not realize, you know, when I do curry, I think Thai spice.
Okay.
So I think, like, if I'm getting a curry dish at a Thai restaurant, I'll say number 3 or whatever. Those are Thai spices. The curry is just the standard curry.
Right.
It's not going to kill you. I didn't realize that curry had a level of fire to it, too. So it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm laying in bed, and I'm sweating. And I'm like, what in the fuck is going on? But I can smell myself, and I smell like curry.
Okay.
And I'm like, I am sweating out this curry. Because he's like, you want it spicy, right? I'm like, sure, I'll take spicy. Because it was on muscles. Like, it was part of the muscle broth,
yeah.
Right? All right, no problem. And I am...
The guy a white dude or, like, an Indian dude that said you want it spicy?
This was an English tavern that specialized with some Indian dishes.
All right, so like, his Indian food is massive in England.
Yeah. Right, and he had... And trust me, they had a ton of that stuff on the menu. I just wanted to try the curry version of their muscles. And I could smell it coming out of my pores. And the next day, man, I took a shit, and it smelled... Like the curry mussels. I mean, it smelled just like them when they came out.
Good work.
I know, but I did not realize that curry had that spice like level to it.
No.
I didn't know that. I just figured curry's curry.
Right. It's gonna be fine.
Fucking I'm sweating. I'm like, what is going on, man? No idea.
First night that we were out there, it was supposed to storm, and I know that down in the south, like we get rain all the time up here in Seattle. They actually rain out there in the southern areas, and especially like when the storms that they get. That was the first time I realized why people are afraid of lightning, just because of how frequent and loud it got.
Boom.
Right? And so it's supposed to storm. I'm like, all right, here it comes. So first night, we're up fairly late, and I hear this big old commotion crashing sound that didn't quite sound like thunder, but I couldn't pick out what it was. I kind of wrote it off like, okay, here it starts, but whatever. Didn't hear another thunderstrike for the rest of the night. I woke up the next day. Turns out there was a shooting a block away from my hotel.
Oh, so happens in Nashville.
That very first night.
Rain like, and oh, lead. Damn. It's rain and lead.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Love it. How was California there, Miles?
California was, I'm not going to complain about going on vacation, but I picked the wrong weather place.
Yeah.
I'll just put it that way. I golfed most every day, but it was 45 to 48 degrees.
Right, but you were down, you were playing Pebble, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, Pebble Beach is kind of famous for
having weather.
Garbage weather.
Well, yeah.
Well, just that part of California, and it's like out there on the coast. So it's like, I don't, you know, it's kind of like San Francisco, right? Like, there's some famous song, like the coldest summer I've ever had was in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So
you just don't know.
You're just north of that. So like, the weather there can be very hit or miss. And like, it can be gorgeous at the time you went, but also there's plenty of weekends where it's like, dude, it's 50 and kind of misty.
So I'm playing all these golf courses.
And you get that fucking fog every day.
Oh, God. And it's a wall of mist and the ball's not fucking flying anywhere. And I'm playing some of the hardest golf courses on the West Coast, without question. And they're eating my lunch. And then the last day, I played this course called Pasatiempo. Pasatiempo is the
Pasatiempo.
The 14th hardest golf course, 14th best golf course in the United States, also the 14th hardest golf course.
Are they one of the same as far as golf courses go?
Right. It's the oldest course west of the Mississippi, blah, 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 blah. It was just redone on a pro level. I got a caddy with me. My buddy Charlie had to back out that day because his back is killing him, so he's just at the bar getting fucking hammered. And I know that because when I got back, he was hammered. But the caddy with me, it starts pouring down fucking rain. And I start catching fire. And this guy's like, man. He's like, you play really well in the rain. I'm like, dude, I'm from fucking Seattle.
Right.
And
he goes, how this is.
Does it rain there? And I'm like,
what?
Does it rain in Seattle?
You've never
like,
heard.
He's right. like, does it rain there? I don't know. I've never been. I'm like, dude.
Are there tornadoes in Kansas?
Look, I'm like, right. Sin City. You know where that is, right? That's right. Vegas. Like, you know, Portland's weird, right? Big Apple, New York, right? You get it?
Right.
He's like, I just didn't know, man. He's like, I've never been. I'm like, I've never been to a lot of places.
Right, and I know.
But I have a pretty good idea, you know, that I know Australia's fucking weird, man.
Right.
But I've never been. I just assume, you know, he's like, well, you play really well in the rain. And I'm like, dude, I play every fucking day in the rain.
That's golfers all, in Alaska do well in the cold.
And I shot my ass off that day. And he's like, man, you're a great wet weather player. And I'm like, thanks, bro.
Thanks, dude.
Exactly. Like, glad I earned that.
Hey, how many times do you have to explain yourself? Like, man, I'm in the wettest place on the planet.
Alaska, cold. Do you know that?
Right. Like, damn.
I was like, are you fucking with me? It kind of blew my mind a little bit. I'm like, are you Come being on, serious? Dude. You don't know that?
Who doesn't know that?
That guy.
That's like exactly. Other than the Space Needle, that is what we are known
for. Also the closest big city to the north. You think you know that from that area. I mean, other than that, I mean, like, I know San Francisco, foggy.
Correct.
LA, you know, glamour.
Lay it out.
I get
Smog.
It. Right.
Right.
Hollywood.
Criminy. Yeah.
The South. Muggy.
Human. Right.
Poor. Accent.
Yeah, he's like, when I asked him, he's like, yeah, man, I've just lived here my whole life. The guy was probably.
A lot of tall buildings in New York City.
He's probably 40, 45 years old. He's like, yeah, man, I've lived here my whole life. I just, you know, I don't get out much. I'm like, look, I don't blame you based on where you live. Santa Cruz is a beautiful town.
Sure.
I understand that, but still, Jesus Christ, like Oakland, dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Right? You know, I still haven't been to Santa Cruz. I've been to Monterey.
Proud of Santa Cruz.
I know. Santa Cruz looks dope. My buddy, his, what do you call that? Rehearsal dinner. It was a clam bake down on Carmel, which is awesome. If you don't know, Carmel is like right below Pebble Beach. So, like, you basically. It's like where Clint Eastwood lives, and they're very strict.
He was the mayor for a while, right?
Right, like, do not, these are beaches are not for you unless you have a, like, permit to be down there.
Right. Damn. I was going to the same breakfast spot every morning at Pebble, and there was two guys that waited on me. One dude just looked like he could fucking kill any MMA fighter in the world. I don't know. This guy was just like, he could kill you with your pinky kind of dude. And he was like, yeah, man, you missed a Clint Eastwood sighting the other morning. You just missed it by 5 minutes. He's like, we're not allowed to say anything when they walk in. He said, but if you recognize somebody, that's obviously you recognize someone.
Yeah.
He said, you would have never recognized Clint Eastwood. He's like, he is not Clint Eastwood. He walks in, he's hunched over, he's got his bucket hat on. He does not know if he still plays golf or not. I believe he is in his upper 90s or mid-90s.
Yeah, he's old.
But
he
is very, very frail. And
you only know it's him when he drops an N-bomb.
Yeah, he said he's probably 100...
Casually.
140.
He's not even angry.
140, 150 pounds.
94 years old, yeah.
He's like, yeah. He's like, look, man.
It's a joke from Gran Torino.
Yeah. He can walk in. He's like, nobody knows who the fuck he is. Because he does not look like Clint Eastwood. He's a 94-year-old old man with what looks to be a care provider. That's his wife.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, his wife is like 60. So.
Right. Ready to collect the bag
probably
when
kind
he
of
drops.
Close to the Gene Hackman thing as far as the age difference or whatever. Sure. He's got a wife 30 years younger, but she's still, you know, 70 in this instance. But
Jesus.
But it was a good trip, man. It was good golf and good company and great food down there. One thing about that area, and it's disgusting, is it really is one of the more pricey areas to live in California.
Mm-hmm.
So it's...
Which is saying something.
It is. And California state taxes are extreme. And the home costs are extreme. Everything else is affordable. And I'm not kidding you. Like, you go to the grocery store, it is 7 avocados for a dollar.
Right.
7 fucking avocados for a dollar. You go out, like the mussels that I was getting every night, they were $8.50. There was a dozen of them. Your cheeseburgers are like $8. $9. Like, A pound of shrimp, $9, $8, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. It's like it's cheaper to exist if you don't live there. Now, if you have a job, you have an income tax, you're fucked.
Yes.
If you have a home, you're fucked. But other than that, the gas is cheaper than here. It's just like, because you think it's going to be so expensive. And you're like, the hotel room that I got at the Marriott was cheaper than the one that I get in DuPont.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
It is fucking weird. You just got to get there. And the flight, believe it or not, into San Jose, they're not very expensive either on Alaska. They're very affordable.
Nah, it's San Jose.
And then I found out, too. So I get into San Jose. We're in a car, drive an hour and a half, 2 hours. Of course, Alaska.
Oh, is that what you did?
Yeah, of course, Alaska has nonstop now into Monterey.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hmm. Oh, so the one time I went down there, right, I flew to San Francisco and then into Monterey. But the here's the issue with flying into Monterey is almost the next day, almost half the flights always get canceled because of the fog.
Damn, in San Francisco or in Monterey?
No, in Monterey.
That are going to San Francisco or going to
Seattle? Just the fog's so deep in Monterey, like they won't take off.
You can't get out.
Yeah. Right. So that's the only issue with flying in there. And when I was down there, this was so long ago, Washington State hadn't legalized liquor in stores.
Oh yeah.
So I remember just walking one day, is that like it's a guy Thrill and I used to work with, right? But I don't know a ton of people. We had been out here for like 8 years, so I don't know a ton of people in this wedding. I'm solo, so during the day, went to Bubba Gump. And then I was like, I'm going to walk around town, and I remember I went into the Rite Aid, and I'm just like smiling, and I'm like, you just sell liquor in here? And the guy's like, yeah, man. I was like, all right.
Game on.
Yeah. All right, game on. Let's do it.
It's kind of weird, though, man. Like, you end up in this, just a beautiful place, you know, like, whether it's what Lahaina used to be in Hawaii, or the cannery area down there is just spectacularly beautiful, and the views are amazing, and, you know, there's all these different things to explore, and I always end up in a fucking Bubba Gump shrimp company, you know, like, which is a chain restaurant. I don't know how it happens, but I always end up at the bar there, and there's, like, these tall, just ridiculous-looking fucking fruit drinks and shit like that.
Hell yeah.
I'm in Hawaii, and I'm at it's not there anymore, but I'm at Bubba Gump, you know, I'm at the cannery area.
I've been
area
to the Fridays at Times Square.
It's just, it's like, right, how did I end up in this fucking place? Like, it's almost like...
I want to go to a chain restaurant in another country. But like when I was because London has a few of them, but I got X-nayed by the people I was with.
Oh, was they were just
like, right, he was like, I'm not going to a Fridays in London. And I was like, let's just get a drink.
Right, come on, man, let's try it.
And then we were in that area, like, I can never remember what they call it, but it's their Broadway area.
The starts with an S.
Right.
So where's this?
Yeah. In London.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know. It's like Broadway. So they have all this stuff. So then I was like, all right, I guess we won't go to Fridays. But we went to this bar and it was
Oxford Street?
No, it was basically like a chain restaurant. Like, yeah. I got
an
a shot.
English chain restaurant?
Yeah. Right. Like, I got a shot. It was in a little plastic cup. I was like, all right. Like, we could have gone to Fridays.
But, well, I was in old San Juan, Puerto Rico, staying at the hotel where my grandmother used to live. Across the street, there's a Chili's. And I'm like, and the irony of it is just ridiculous. But there's this huge ass deck. It overlooks the Caribbean.
You got to do it.
And there was a line one day. And I'm like, why the hell is there a line of Chili's? And I'm like, honestly, this place has some of the greatest fucking food ever. And I'm like, all right, you got to be. It's Chili's. So the wife and I go over there, and that fucking food, that they give you so much food. You're up on a deck. They give you big ass margaritas.
Nice.
It's Chili's, but they do it with a little bit of their own twist, you know? And I mean, chips and salsa come straight out, you know, great salsa, homemade salsa. You're sitting there going like, I'm in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. I know I've gone out for an authentic food, but, you know, plantains and all that shit. But now I'm in a Chili's and this fucking cheesesteak kicks ass.
I mean, I did it in Nashville. There was my only opportunity that I've ever had to go to a Raising Cane's.
Oh, nice.
It's right out there on Broadway. And so, you know, we both just got like a 3-piece tender and fries. And of course, you got to get the sauce.
That, I mean, think? The cane sauce is famous.
What did you think? It was a letdown.
It
was a letdown. Yeah.
Too much hype.
Yeah, and it might have been too much hype. Honestly, the sauce tastes like campfire sauce from Red Robin, in my opinion. Right. And maybe it was because I had Nashville chicken, actually like good fried chicken, before I got this Raisin Cane's corporate chicken, as I called it.
Yeah.
So it was fine. Like, I can see why people go there, but I'm
most good. Of the time, they just stop there because they're getting gas. And it's a quick fix on food. Because typically they're in like, in a 18-wheeler type gas station on either a toll route or road or interstate.
Right.
So that makes sense in that context. Like, if you're going to get it there, I'd be like, all right, you know, this is better than most.
Exactly.
Dude, real quick, just a heads up. Taco Bell has nuggets now. I don't know if they're limited time. They're shockingly good.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
Yeah.
Like, they taste like Mexican flavor?
They're just crispier and, like, it's like a real hunk of chicken.
Huh.
Like, I got them last week one day, like, on a whim, and I was like, God damn, Taco Bell.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Did you order them?
Yeah.
And they still tasted good. See, I think that's a hell of a litmus test. If you can order them, you know, through a food service, and by the time they get to your house, they're still good.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Right. It was like Friday night, like 10 o'clock. I was like, you know, we had eaten at like 4. So I was like, I'm kind of hungry. Yeah, last day of vacation. Get some Taco Bell. I was like, they got nuggets. And then when they showed up, I was like, this is the best thing they've ever made.
My God. That's the one thing about food services, though, that kill me. I ate early one day, and then like at 9 o'clock at night, I decided I need a fucking Big Mac. I don't know what the hell hit me. So I got a Big Mac, like a fry and a vanilla shake.
Big Mac attack.
And it was so good. It hit the spot and everything. And I looked the next day, and I'm like, 50 fucking bucks.
Oh, when you order? Yeah.
You know, I didn't realize. I was like, God damn.
$50 Big Mac that you got?
I might have got 4 nuggets or 6. Okay. But it was still 50 bucks.
That's like, outrageous.
Mother.
Man.
God damn. All right, there you go on episode number, what did we say?
P
of the Men's Room Podcast.
Episode P.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed it. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Hell yeah.
And enjoy some P.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.